The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, and that he must rise from the dead. Then disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'd like to call the kids up here first. Come, if you're a kid, not a kid at heart, but if you're a kid, I don't want my husband coming up here. Come on. Come on, kids. Now, could you turn around and face me? Because I'm going to be talking to you. Turn around. You can sit down and face forward. All right. Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on. Are you a kid?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Are you under the age of 16?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. We the moms are and grandmas up here are okay. All right. All right, I'm going to sit down. Is that okay? Can I sit down? All right, I'm going to sit down. So how is everybody today?
Good.
Good? Are you ready for Easter?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, all right. Well, I have this very special box. You see this special box? Very special. It has golden retrievers on the front, so it has to be special. All right? All right. Now, inside this box, there's a very special present. Okay?
And I'm going to ask you a question,
all right? And you got to raise your hand to answer. You can't just shout out the answer if you know the answer. And I will call on you, and you get to have the present that's in this box. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Who knows what a tomb is? Oh, wow. Okay, Kira, I think you were the first hand up, so come up here and tell me what a tomb is. What do you think it is?
A tomb is a place where they, if they don't bury a dead body, then they will put it in the tomb, and they will, sometimes they will wrap it up, and then they will, put it in the tomb to, honor it.
But it's probably dead, right?
Yes.
It's a dead body.
The person inside is dead.
Okay,
dead.
Okay. It's always dead. We don't want to we're not wrapping up live bodies and putting them in tombs. Okay? No, it's going to be, it's a place where we put dead bodies, right? That's what a tomb is. All right. So in Jesus' time, they had tombs out of rocks. So, Kira, now don't open it yet. Okay, I'm going to give this to you in a minute, okay? All right. Just hold on. All right. Can you wait? No, but she will, because I asked her to. All right. So in Jesus' time, they did tombs out of rocks, and they would have little stairs to go down, and there would be places for multiple people to be buried there. But in Jesus' tomb, nobody had ever been buried there before, okay? So, I think it's time to open the box. All right, Kira. Now, it has a little flip right here. It's real easy. Where are you going?
Is it a donut?
Huh?
See,
it flips up like this. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now open the box. What's inside?
Nothing.
A donut!
It's a donut. No, it's a donut. You look disappointed.
You liar.
Now,
you just got scared.
The present is air.
No, the present is a box.
The present, okay. No, you can't. Yeah, you might be able to take this box home. I might let you do that. But you guys were kind of disappointed that it was empty, right?
Yes.
Some of you were disappointed that it was empty.
I expected it, but I wasn't.
You expected it. Ben expected it. All right.
Why?
Yeah, that is a good question, Calvin. Why is it empty? It represents Jesus' tomb. That's right. And you know why? Because the empty tomb is the greatest gift we could ever have. Do you know why?
No.
No?
That's where he died.
But if it's empty, that means
he's not dead.
He's not dead.
He risen from the dead.
That's right. What do we when we what is a big word that we use for Jesus rising from the dead? Do you guys know that? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you can't just shout it out. You have to raise your hand in this class. All right. Yes. So it is resurrection. That is what we learned. We're going to learn about. And we're going to tell all these people out here a little bit more about why the empty tomb was so special. But since you guys were so good, well, most of you were. All right, we're so good. You're going to go see, over here, you're going to go see Subdeacon Michelle, and she is going to give each one of you a gift to remember the empty tomb while I get reset here to tell these wonderful people a little bit more about the story, okay? Thank you all for coming up here. All right. Here, Kara, have a box.
You got our golden retriever box.
All right.
That would make sense.
All right. As they get their gifts, I'm going to talk to you all about what we have heard this past week during Passion Week. On Palm Sunday and We heard about Jesus' passion, and on Monday, Thursday, and finally Good Friday. They're excited about their stuff up here. All right. They are not empty bags. I would not do that to you. I would not do. I get no respect. It's like you give them one empty gift, they think everything's empty. I know. All right. All right. They're finally getting there. Okay. We heard about suffering and going on the cross and being put in the new tomb. And that's where we leave the story this week to today, with a heavy rock rolled in front of the tomb and guards standing outside. And the question begs is, why did they need Roman guards outside of Jesus' tomb? Well, how about I'll answer it? You know, you've done so much this morning, you don't have to do any more, all right? Okay, we're going to answer it out of Matthew's gospel, and I'm going to tell you this. The next day it said, after the day after preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that imposter while he was still alive. After 3 days, I will rise again." And therefore commanded the tomb to be secured into the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal away and tell the people he has been raised from the dead, and the last deception will be worse than the first. So you see, Jesus' enemies remembered that Jesus said that he would rise on the third day. They wanted to make sure that Jesus' disciples would not go steal the body and say that he had been raised. So Jesus' enemies had his tomb sealed and guards posted outside of it. And then instead of when the women came to the tomb that first morning and that was guarded and sealed, what did they find? They were coming to embalm the body with spices that they didn't have time to do. But what did they find when they first came to the tomb? Now you can answer. What did they find, Jonah? The empty tomb. That's right. All right. So in Luke's gospel, the women find the stone rolled away, and they enter the tomb, but no body. Instead, they find two angels. And this is something we read last night. And if you were here last night, you would have heard this. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all to the 11 and to all the rest. The women run back to tell the inner circle of Jesus' disciples that the tomb is empty. But the disciples didn't believe the women. Well, you got to keep in mind that in Jesus' time, testimony of women was not allowed. They didn't believe women's testimony. So in Luke's gospel, because they didn't believe the women, Peter ran to the tomb to see for himself. And there he found the burial cloths left behind. And then there's this last line in Luke's gospel that really just amazes me. After Peter sees with his own eyes that the tomb is empty, he, referring to Peter, went home amazed at what had happened. He just went home. What? No shouts of "Alleluia, Christ is risen"? Nope. Why would that be? Well, because the disciples were still holding on to their preconceived notions of who the Messiah should be. And a suffering servant king that died on the cross didn't match their preconceived notions. And now we turn to John's gospel that we read this morning. And it gives us a little bit more insight into the disciples' reaction to the empty tomb when the women come back and say that it was empty. In John's gospel, the account, Peter and the disciple that Jesus loved, also known as John, the author of John's gospel, they find the empty tomb. Now, John arrives at the tomb first because I think there's a little competition between him and Peter. He can run faster than Peter, so he gets to the tomb first. But he doesn't enter into the tomb. Peter enters the tomb and finds the linen burial cloths. And then John comes in too, and they see the cloths and the head wrapping separate. And then John writes this: "Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their home." Once again in John's gospel, no shouts of "Alleluia, Christ is risen." John believed, but he didn't know quite yet what he was believing. And Peter and John return home. This inner core of disciples that had been with Jesus from the beginning, that heard his teachings, that saw his miracles. They find an empty tomb and they go home. They didn't understand the scriptures about the Messiah, but they will, but just not yet. But the story in John's gospel continues. Mary Magdalene, one of the women, stayed at the tomb weeping after John and Peter left. And she was crying in her grief, believing that someone had stolen Jesus' body. Mary encounters the risen Lord in this time. Her tears of sorrow become tears of joy. And Jesus says to her, "Don't touch me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them what he had said to her. Finally, we have some excitement of Jesus' followers when Mary exclaims, "I have seen the Lord." Mary becomes the first evangelist to tell the news of the empty tomb and Jesus' resurrection from the dead. In all four Gospels, remember Mary Magdalene for this. Why is that empty tomb so, so important? Because it points to the resurrection, as I told the children. By rising from the dead, Jesus is victorious over death, and by doing that, he wins victory for us over death also. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians tells us, "If for this life only we had hoped in Christ, we are all but people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who died. For since death came through a human, the resurrection from the dead has also come through a human. For as all die in Adam, so all must be alive in Christ." We are alive in Christ. We are resurrection people. We do not have to live and die in our sins, but we can be forgiven because Jesus died for our sins and he rose and defeated death for all of us. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, we have access to a holy God. Jesus is our bridge to God the Father because he too is God the Son. Jesus' inner circle of disciples didn't understand the significance of that empty tomb that first Easter. But they, because of their preconceived notions of who Jesus should be, they would eventually understand the suffering king, but only after several encounters of the risen Lord and receiving the Holy Spirit. Jesus' inner circle of disciples would go from being afraid for their lives, hiding behind locked doors, to being passionate evangelists for the good news of Jesus Christ. If they hadn't done that, we wouldn't be here today. But yet, even today, some Christians see Jesus as just a great moral teacher, like many other moral teachers that we have had in history. But the empty tomb and the resurrection from the dead blows that notion out of the water. Yes, there has been some great moral teachers in history, but only one died and rose from the dead. The empty tomb makes Christianity rational. The empty tomb is why we believe what we believe, that Jesus is the Savior of the world. The empty tomb should give us hope for today, for tomorrow, and yes, even in our death. For we are resurrection people. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.